22 there, and a lot of people don't live see it, so give thanks to my great listening audience.
Holy listen up to the person calling all of his children to bring forth the manifestation of a divine word. The glorious land, you know, yo, hey, by going to Rasta family, I hear Shasta Mani calling. The mother city now, I listen up the eye the first.
Right on time in 2022, and we have to give thanks and praise to the King, you know. Yeah, so let the boys of my mouth and let me teach them by heart, and black sitting next side to the Rastafari, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, conquering men with the tribe of Judah, light of himself and light of this world. The King shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart desire, and has not withholden the request of his lips, Selah. For thou preservest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him. Even length of days forevermore. Yes, my people, we're sure about that. And we have a wonderful show lined up for you.
I and I will stand up and fight for all rights. I and I will find a way to survive. Not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society.
Culture. It's located in Malcolm X Boulevard. It was established in 1920. And this Schomburg Center has a beautiful example of how Black people persevere and come to be in administrative roles from even those difficult times. Also, happy dinner to all my Ethiopian brothers and sisters. Tomorrow is Christmas. Yeah, we have the tenets of the Bible. So, you know, we are aware of the alterations and so on, but His Majesty already explained to us that they cannot change those that He has sent, right? And so I would like to give you some briefing on the Naya Bingi that is being held tomorrow night at Utica Avenue. That's 2102 Utica Avenue. It's between Avenue M and N. Starts at 7 o'clock and goes till morning. So you don't have to worry about going out in the pitch of the night to reach home. If you care to stay, you're welcome. I will be there. I'll be leaving just before midnight, but I'm looking forward to seeing a full house tomorrow. And as you know, we are based in New York, in four of the five boroughs. And there is this is the year that the festival in Ghana will be actually launched. And you know, the mystic is happening. It's acting out itself as I speak. Yes, we've been having some various meetings recently that, oh my gosh, they are very, very, you know, we are now getting options. We are now getting the right people interested in what we're doing. We don't want this to be just another show. We want this to be appeal to our people. So while I prepare my most welcome listeners for the Schomburg repository information, I will also like to give you some more music. Testimony.
Don't worry. Oh no, oh no. About the thing, don't worry, don't worry. Behold the great and glorious. Don't worry. Oh no, oh no, no. No, no, no. Hey, don't worry, don't worry. Oh no. About the thing, don't worry, don't worry. Oh no, about the thing, don't worry, don't worry. Oh no, about the thing, don't worry, don't worry. Oh no, things gonna be alright. I know that the time is rough and tough, you can't give up. Got to hold on, you got to stand strong. Remember behind the dark cloud is a silver lining. I want you to know I and I are just a full swing. The same things you do for me, he will do for you. Ja is not ungrateful, he'll be right there. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Some coming with raping, robbing and shooting. Things got to rearrange. All they are doing is fair backbiting. Things got to be changed. Babylon don't want us to live upright. They always putting up a fight. I know things got to change. I know things got to rearrange. The same things you do for me, he will do for you. If not ungrateful, he'll be right there in your knees. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, get to stand up. I know there is frustration sometimes in your life. You get to stand up, my friend. You got to stand up strong. The same things that do for me, he will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful.
I want to bring to your attention the fact that this album that I'm playing from was done 23 years ago by Morgan's Heritage. It was never released, and we own that. So you see, when the time ripe and the season comes, that's when you do things. So we had about 7 shows last year, and that was in preparation, you know, in order to sort out a format and to test the studio apparatus, since yours truly, Raswariku, had to perform the job of engineer while hosting the show, you know. And during that period, in 2021, I introduced 2 black businesses to this program, Udama and Organic Love. And I also introduced the African Renaissance Movement, the festival in Ghana, and this organization, the Neo Nation, means new economic opportunity, and we are serious about that. So we are bringing new features. We will be bringing advertisements into our paid advertisement into our format. And yes, we have a lovely team of presenters. We had a meeting recently, 7 presenters, and all of these people are, wow, they are so on top of things, you know. I'm not far behind, but man, it takes some catching up to really, you know, go shoulder to shoulder with these ones who have been doing it before. So I am giving my audience, my listeners, a taste of what's happening within the Ethiopian World Federation, what's happening with black people around the world, and I'm utilizing Jamaica representing the Caribbean, Harlem representing the United States of America, and Shashamani representing Africa. And of course, we respond globe. We're a global body, and we have as a matter of fact, the international president of the organization, the duly elected international officer, Dr. James Winburn, he is the producer of this show. So big up Dr. Winburn, Dr. Ron, and the whole team, yes, and Sister Sadie, whose program I know Sister Sadie quite well, you know, and she's doing a fine job. And I am getting familiar with the others as time goes by. So I just want you to know that Morgan's Heritage and Israel Vibration are 2 groups that I would really love to see in Ghana come May 2022. And we're going to continue with some music, you know.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie. Rally round,
country in the world doing it. This is 10, 15 different artists performing on one rhythm. And we have been doing that for, you know, over 30, 40 years now. Satamasagana was the most popular rhythm, and Big Youth and Abyssinians have made it a wonderful international hit. And, you know, it's Big Stone, I must commend Big Stone. Big Stone did a very good 10-song album like that, but I lost my copy. I wish I could contact him to get that copy to hear it, you know. Yes, but in the meanwhile, as I said before, our feature is Schomburg Library. It's the, you know, headquarters of Black people's history. It's the biggest repository in the world. And so I'm kind of, you know, building up to that moment, and I will unfold it. But remembering that tomorrow is Ethiopian Christmas, Jenna, always spelled G-A-N-N-A, but I'm going to give you a taste of that after I'm finished with the Schomburg Library. So you have things to look forward to, right? And as I go on, I'm trying to get my listeners to also be familiar with this particular album. I was in the USA when it was being done. I was in the studio one day, and I'm so happy to know that the musicians delivered, and you know, they are bona fide. Yemen, Morgan's Heritage. I want to big up the father. He is from the Abrahamic Covenant Ministries, and I really pray that they preserve him from all these viruses and all these type of things that mankind has brought on upon himself, and preserve his family, and we hope to reunite in pretty soon. So I'm going to play one more of the song from the album by Morgan Zerti. Yeah. Economic entity, economic development, growth, empowerment, and we operate an incubator, you know. We take small businesses and we document their statistics, and then we offer help in terms of, you know, venture capital and other technical assistance. So we are ahead of this, because then we have already established at least 39 different people in our birthday club already. I'm looking forward to bring it live on this radio show coming soon. But in the meanwhile, let us just get the fact that Ethiopia is at present needs our attention. So I keep playing.
Right, I'm gonna defend our people. I'm not gonna defend the whole town of people.
Yeah, man. Ethiopia.
Them should know this now. Right, I'm gonna defend our people. I'm not gonna defend the whole town of people. Then, Rastafari. Ethiopia make we care and share, the time is now, the joy is there, so care and share, the time is now, the joy is here, so care and share, the time is now, the joy is there, so care and share, make we care and share. Then, we're telling the youth them all the other. Cause the righteousness we rather live in love, no show, no fuss. But that drunk, no man bother. Just live in one accord. Love your mother and your father. Tell the youth them every day things get harder. Then, I am a baser and a farmer. Them think this one a drama. Yo, them can't stop this a Tanya. Yo, till I see a him send me on ya. To a joke, ya plant them Tanya. Yo, this a red, that's a money, Mr. Key. Care and share, the time is now, the time is here. So care and share, so care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. Because care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, so care and share. When I rock up our eyes, then, so keep it real, same way, same time, same day. I see hope and really never stray. So do not turn the youth them in a gear. So know me not play. So go on lock your rebels and play. Yo, let's keep it like that. You know me not go fight that. Them know say you come here and say. Yo, me keep it up there, up there, up there. Yo, me not go down there. Yo, me love it like the Ethiopian way. Yo, so keep your joy and care and care. Well, Rastafari, we'll keep it as it is. We'll tell the youth them, yo, me love the way them. Yo, me love how them my live. Yo, Rastafari, then, well, the glory and the joy. Well, we share that thing. Well, I will not forget, but I will forgive. Yo, Rastafari, then, swear so we fool, then swear we stupid. But when I listen, I see you, and that's the way. What a joy it bring. Well, Rastafari, no phone me nah go fling. Then keep it real, yo. And no bargain, and no deal. Cause them for a Selassie, I am a the king of king.
Yes, in addition to this album, this unreleased album, you know, Ras Menelik, I would have said great Ras Menelik, who really contributes so much, so willingly, towards, you know, caring and sharing even more than even his being known for his musical ability, but he was a prolific repeater player, and he left some music for us. Yeah, recordings, two albums. I participated in that project. I did some spoken word. The name of that album is Meet by the Waterhole. And just some technical things being sorted out now before we start playing it on the show. So, you know, you have a lot of stuff coming up. The birthday club, you know, the African tour, you know, Black History Month. And tomorrow at 2102 Utica Avenue in Brooklyn, the Nyabingi House will be celebrating Jenna. That's our Christmas. And I want black people to know that here we talk about Nyabingi and 12 tribes, and we talk about, you know, Baba Shanti, and talk about Orthodox Church. They all belong to you. There's no individual who owns any of these. These are entities that Almighty has bestowed upon us so that we can perform civic work for ourselves too, while giving thanks and praise continually. You know? So we have a radio calling number, and we are not going to use it as yet. When we when you have our jingles ready and we have our prizes ready to give away, we will be giving away prizes. But right now, our marketing person has to, you know, contact the future clients. And we are giving away advertisements. I mean, the most cheap. It can't be any cheaper. So you'll hear. You'll hear more about that. So let me continue the album and then...
Coming from Ethiopia, the Orthodox Church, His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Selassie I, Shashamani, Shashamani. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. This fire, fire. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. No petrol, no lighter. This is eternal fire. This is eternal fire. Coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irator, production master. Give thanks to life. Rise this morning and see your life. I will make mention of Rehob and Babylon, and to them that knew him. The old Philistia and Tyra with Ethiopia. This man was born there. A the king, a the king, a the king. Come and go burn out crime and violence. A the fire burn out illusion. A the fire burn out pollution. A the fire burn out them corruption. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. Fire happy burn, this can't cool down. This fire is higher. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. Then start the war, then cause the peace.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And I say, blessed in the name of the Most High, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Baron the Wall of Babylon and the Bishop of Jerusalem. I live a coming on this coming, yo.
We are on the fire red hot, down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red, red, red. We sing the fire hot for a pagan. Because red, them doing it is rock. Rasta come be burn it red hot, down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red, red, red. We sing the fire hot for a pagan. Because them doing it is wrong. Yow, yow, yow. We come for burn the fire hard. We burn it out the road until it reach in a them yard. Sight up the fire and run go drop for them yard. When them get not from them and we own the devil's bomb yard. But Emperor Selassie I aim a for me yard. Jehovah Jireh, Jah blessed my Lord. While leading a scheme, a plan and a truck yard. Rasta now go eat of them cause we done sister them a fraud.
Don't you know we keep it hot because it's red, red hot. That's how we peep they spot. And you know we won't stop. You see the way things is going. I don't see my people growing today. You better they don't play. I say,
so
wow,
we are
wow.
This radar,
yeah.
Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red.
Burn the fire hot for no vegan. Because they knowing this is wrong. We are on the fire radar. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red.
So come to set a strong foundation. We all
red,
of the
red,
lion.
Yo.
We come to burn the fire red. Cause over the years them cause so much bloodshed. X amount of refugee of fear back up and I fled. I sleep out in the night too. Them can't rest in at them bed. Some of them can't find no shit, much less piece of bread. Yo, starvation out to kill the people, them dead. Dutty Babylon, you put a bow, flee or you pledge. Emperor Selassie bound to push you over.
Yo, and don't you know we keep it hot. Because it's red, red hot. That's how we beat this spot. And you know we won't stop.
Yeah.
And I say, blessed in the name of the Most High, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Eilis Lassie. Burn the wall of Babylon and the Bishop of Jerusalem. I live a coming on this tunnel, yo.
We are on the fire radar. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red.
Putting the fire hot for a pagan. Because them doing this is wrong. Rasta come be burn it radar. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red.
Putting the fire hot for a pagan. Because them doing this
red.
Is wrong. Yo. We come to burn the fire hard. We burn it out the road until it reach in a them yard. Sight up the fire and run go drop for them yard. When them get not from them and we own the devil's bomb yard. But Emperor Selassie I aim up in me yard. Jehovah Jireh, Jah blessed my Lord. One lead in a scheme, a plan and a truck yard. Rasta now go eat of them cause we done sister them abroad.
Don't you know we keep it hot because it's red hot. That's how we peep they spot and you know we won't stop. You should wait. Things is going, I don't see my people growing today. You better don't play, I say,
so
wow,
we are on this radar,
yeah.
Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red.
Putting the fire hot for no pagan. Because they knowing this is wrong, we are on the fire.
Yeah, man, so we eventually find ourselves right now to talk about the having the Fire Archangels. It's a group, a lovely group of people. You know, Empress Safari, Empress Kalila Rose, Brother Milton Henry, Ross Junior Gabo, and our South African that helped us so great in the harmonies. And you have Brother Aswad, Sister Dharma, and we have Sister Amy who want to heal her up strong. She's going through some tribulation, but she's a powerful, strong woman. So heads up for Sister Amy. And I don't want to leave out anyone, but Brother Glenn now is also the producer of an album. It hasn't gone very far, but the name of his group is similar, except it don't have the fire in it. Russ Menelik own is Fire Archangels and Russ Glenn is Fire Angels. That's the difference. But it's almost the same singers. So, you know, we have a wide repertoire to present to the public during this year. And we're working on it. So, to complete, let me see, we have just two more songs on this album, and then we go into...
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this the reveal to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I? Emperor Haile Selassie I the first. Bring me my
my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari. In the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
It's a call to set our people free.
Set that people free.
It's a call. The Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture is an archive repository for information on people of African descent worldwide. At its inception in 1920, before it had its present name, the library was run by Rose Ernestine, a white woman, who quickly integrated the all-white staff with Catherine Allen and Roberta Bosley, two black ladies. Together, They created a plan to assist in integrating reading into the lives of the library attendees and cooperated with schools and social organizations in the community. They were joined by Sadie Peterson, Delaney, and Regina Anderson. In 1921, the library's exhibition of African American art took place in Harlem and became an annual event. The library became a focal point to the burgeoning Harlem Renaissance. In 1923, the Schomburg was the only library in New York City employing Negroes as librarians, and when consequently Regina M. Anderson was hired by the New York Public Library, he was sent there. Now, Rose Ernestine issued a report to the American Library Association in 1923 to question books about Negroes or written by Negroes. In late 1924, Arturo Alfonso Schomburg, the person with the repository is named after, and James Weldon Johnson and Hubert Harrison attended a meeting, and together they decided to solicit donations to enhance the collection of books revealing the history of Black people worldwide. On May 8, 1925, it began operating as the Division of Negro Literature, History, and Prints of the New York Public Library. In 1926, Schomburg was interested in selling his collection of African American literature, history, and prints because he wanted to be available to the general public, but he wanted the collection to remain in Harlem. By donating his collection, Schomburg sought to show that Black people had a history and a culture, and thus were not inferior to other races. Rose and the National Urban League convinced the Carnegie Hall Foundation to pay US $10,000 to Schomburg and then donate the books to the library. And this was done. In 1926, the Center's collection won an acclaim with about 5,000 objects in the Schomburg's collection. In 1929, Anderson was desirous of a promotion and enlisted the help of W.E. Du Bois and Walter Francis White, because she was being discriminated against by not being promoted. After letters of intervention on her behalf by W.E. Du Bois and Walter Francis White, and a boycott of the library by, White. White was the one who boycotted the library. Anderson was promoted and transferred. By 1930, the library had 1,800 volumes. In 1932, Schomburg became the first curator of his collection. In 1935, the center developed a project to deliver books once per week to those severely handicapped. Dr. Lawrence D. Reddick became the second curator of the Schomburg Collection of Negro Literature, succeeding Schomburg, who passed away in 1938. Now, 1938 is a very crucial year. The Cuban American Federation was established just 1 year before that. And so you must understand, the brother Schomburg didn't get an opportunity to serve the organization for any length of time, although he was a member. You will hear of that further on in the show. So, we are saying that in succeeding Schomburg, who passed away in 1938, at the behest of Reddick in October 1940, the entire division of Negro History, Literature, and Prints was renamed the Schomburg Collection of Negro History and Literature. In 1942, Rose retired after an extension was built to the rear of the building. At the time, the library had 40,000 books. Dorothy Robinson, Homer, placed her as branch manager librarian. After the Citizens Committee of the 136th Street Branch Library specifically requested a Negro to replace Rose. In 1984, the Schomburg was recognized as the most important institution in the world for collections of art and literature of people in Africa or its diaspora. In 2000, Schomburg held an exhibition entitled Lest We Forget the Triumph Over Slavery, which later went on to tour the world for more than 10 years under the sponsorship of UNESCO Slave Road Project. In 2007, the building was expanded at a cost of $8 million, and the library had 120,000 visitors when it was reopened in 1 year. In 2016, Kevin Young, a director of Indiana University, became the fifth director of Schomburg. His aim is to make Schomburg the gateway for revealing the history of the black people of the world.
How could I turn an eye back on an eye heritage?
Never! I determined that I am!
Shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka!
Hey, you don't know what? You don't know what? Again, life for an eye, people!
I just said Nangami Nami Nagino. It's a freaking thing when you hear me chanting Nangami Nami Nagino. You know what black people thinking? Let me go to Nangami Nami Nagino. It's a freaking thing when you hear me starting Nangami Nami Nagino. You know what black people thinking? Africa me from and that's how we hear me belong. Beside the king in his throne, with the scepter I'm on.
No place in Rome.
That's what I do over stand. Not too much blood and bone for the violence in the nation. Back that way me mind is on a repatriation. We know more about the man me take out revelation. He said the man a black man and him a lamb.
Out of many me see we are one. So I Ethiopia, I'm a coming out. A black woman is coming out.
No more will I man.
When the food on the bottom, Nangaminaminagino.
It's African thing when you hear me starting.
Nangaminaminagino.
So hear the prophet, priest and the king.
Hey, make up the Nangaminaminagino.
It's African thing when you hear the determined.
Nangaminaminagino.
Man, oh man, I'm child in a ring.
From all the west, me I go head to the east. Ready me go learn about the mark of the east. They know no justice, know no peace. Educated, liars, murderers and thieves. Life of events of all, cover never them a speak. Them Serasta king silent, them Serasta king asleep. Silent. We always run deep. If things the last day drop a sleep, we are loving our feet. So Ethiopia, I'm a coming home. Black woman is coming home. No more will I. That's a fire burn. Nangaminaminagino.
It's African thing when you hear me chanting.
Nangaminaminagino.
Well, Africa, Bali, Germany,
this is fire. Nangaminaminagino.
And it's Africa, 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 Africa.
Fire now, where did we go? Must I see up the band, the river, Nile banking. Babylon, you know, say that me up is spanking. Give me the whistle, give me the fire, give me the Saddam King determined. Now what the joy they bring now. Ethiopian song man a sing. Me a hail all me king of king. Me go live on a day that he win. Champion the uprising. Nangaminaminagino.
It's African thing when you hear me chanting.
Nangaminaminagino.
What a job you say do you tell me not the ring.
Yes, so continue now. Some of the notable names talking about the Schomburg Library, talking about the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. The time factor is very important to observe. 1937, the organization was established. And this, what I'm describing to you, is just about then. So some of the notable names assisted in establishing the organization's headquarters in Harlem includes Dr. Lorenzo H. King, the first international president of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated and pastor of St. Mark's Methodist Church in Harlem. That church exists today. It's a huge church. They got two buildings, and I made myself, acquainted with the people there. They have a huge pantry every Friday, and I got to know the board of directors and so on. So we do have a link with those people still. And as we go on, you're going to see that we have made links with a lot of the original, for instance, the New Amsterdam Music Association. One of the brethren just passed away this week. My condolences go out to him. But, he gave us such good service. But that exists since 1904. Can you imagine that? 1904 as a non-profit and still do today. Louis Satchmo Armstrong and Nina Simone and all these, Elvis Gerald, all these people used to go there after they finished their shows at the popular clubs and cool out until morning, entertaining themselves. So anyway, continuing to show you the illustrious brethren who originated the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. So Dr. Lorenzo H. King, and I met his son, and he's on the board of directors of the church the last time I saw him. Then we have Warren E. Harrigan. I can recall his signature is on the Article of Corporation that was signed in 1925. He was second international vice president at the inception of the organization. Ledge Araya Abebe. That sounds like an Ethiopian name. Okay, international treasurer, Master Gardner, international organizer, Dorothy H. Bayen, that's a wife of Maliku E. Bayen, who matriculated from Howard University and served as His Majesty's personal physician during the time of his domiciled in Bath during the war, the Italian invasion. So we have the International Executive Secretary, Canon W.M.R. Miller. International Chaplain, George Thompson. International Elected Member Director, Ilya May Hopkins. We are familiar with that name, Hopkins, aren't we? Yes. International Elected Member Director, Eudora Paris. International Elected Member Director, as the board, Professor Leo Hansberry, Dr. W.H. Jernagin, Mrs. Mary C. Terrell, Honorable J. Finley Wilson, all four from the Washington, D.C. There was also Dr. Hugh G. Bell, medical doctor, Arthur Reed, A. Philip Randolph. We happen to know that name, don't we? From New York, yes. Ledge Warku Gobina, that's an Ethiopian. From Aden, Lidge Andalgwe Masai from Djibouti, Michael Day Anang from the Gold Coast, Ato Lorenz Tezas from London, Ato Akilu Apte Wold from Paris, Richard Ratebe from South Africa, Prince Nayabongo, and Dr. Ernest Kaibala from Uganda. Some others who gave assistance were Miss Ada Bastian, Colonel John Robinson, a Tuskegee aviator, and the Schomburg Library on Black History in Harlem is named after Arthur Schomburg, a member of the EWF Incorporated Executive Council, who donated his papers and collection of books to the City of New York for public library services. And there ends my little tour, around the Schomburg Library's history. And I'm going to go into the starting of the organization a little more after this, you know, because in it we won't be delving on it all year. So who get the opportunity to learn about its inception now, please take the opportunity, you know, and yes, yeah, we're going to be leading our people in the right direction. And we are asking us to pray for people like Brother General Morgan, you know, that he is scared and protected, yes, and that he enjoys the grace of the Most High, for he has really, really worked very hard in the establishing of Black power in the communities wherever he goes. So I want to really turn to something different in a while, but I'm going to be advertising.
I say this, and you say that. I have to see that it's on my allergy that. Some say this, and some say that. Some are pressure power, some praise in the cat. That's why the happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the holy book and just preach. Some a say Anglican, and that no me no no fi condemn the man. Some a say I have been give some a church Israel, 72 year we father name fell. On them, but no bother on them. Too much confused man a go on out that street. Me a fi burn them, but me na go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. That is the way. Man a man out the street. Me happy bun them, but me na go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. Me happy bun them, but me na go run them. Too much confusion, man a man out the street. Me happy bun them, but me na go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. Pick up the holy book. Pick up the holy book. Pick up the holy book and just teach. I say, look at the holy book.
Yeah, man, the Entrepreneur Federation, we're talking of. The preamble says, it states, we the Black peoples of the world, in order to effect unity, solidarity, liberty, freedom, and self-determination, to secure justice and maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, to hereby establish and ordain this constitution for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. Now, it takes 25 people to come together and agree based on the constitution. So that means they need to have classes where they get familiar with the constitution while applying for membership. Or an individual can join a local that is already established. They're right now in New York. The local 26 is in operation,
Local 12 is in operation, Local 26 is in Harlem, and Local 12 is in Queens. We also have other locals which are not operating quite up to standard right now, but they are still nevertheless very important entities, like the Local number 1, the very first local that was established. And they're going through their difficulties. And Local 27 was at Sundial. And they are their period where they made a huge contribution to the outstanding organization called Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. I want to hear up Sister Emma Young, who is presently the international organizer. I want to hear up Sister Linda and others, you know, who have really come to join the administration and try to put it a little further, you know, Sister Palm and others, you know. I mentioned Reverend Ron already, but there's also Ras Ruben Kush, you know, Sister Joan. And so Sister Joan is doing a wonderful work with Local 12 right now, and that's why I mentioned her name. I know she's not on the executive council, but she has the skills, the quality, and the ability to serve. So she's giving her all. So right now, way back in 1935, 2 years earlier or so before the establishing of the organization, Ethiopian-born Maliku Ibayen, a cousin of the emperor, was getting an education in America, that's at the Howard University, was then suffering from the stress caused by the crisis at home, that is the Italian invasion, and his growing involvement in the pro-Ethiopian movement among the black people living in America. He passed his exam at Howard University and graduated from its medical school. Originally, he had intended to complete his internship in the United States, but a grave situation in Ethiopia drew him home. On July 10, 1935, the physician departed for Ethiopia with his wife, Dorothy, and their 3-year-old son, Maliku Jr. The Bayans arrived in Addis Ababa in early August 1935 after settling in a large, comfortable two-story house. So he was born in the year 1900, and this is 35 years later. He passed away in 1940, so he has 5 years now from this point where he's going to give it all to the movement. So he began his internship at the American Mission Hospital in Ethiopian capital. Later, he and former schoolmate from Muskingum College, now Bayan supervisor, Dr. Robert William Hockman, left Addis Ababa, in the thick of the battle in Ogaden, where they served as the first two Red Cross physicians on the war's southern front. Later, Dr. Boyan was made attending physician to the emperor, who he accompanied to the war zone at Dezi and Malchu on the north. So the early days of Dr. Boyan was born, as I say, in 1900, the son of Gerzamach Bayan and Wazira Desta of Shua, a cousin of Ras Makanen. He grew up in the court of Ras Makanen when he was governor of the province of Harar. Maliku was one of the elite of Ethiopia, groomed to go out into the wide world and gain the necessary knowledge of Ethiopia's development. Maliku chose medicine for his profession, and after a brief spell in India, which he experienced the mockery of his British tutors towards Ethiopia and their boasting that one day they would include it in the British Empire, that drove Maliku to request his benefactor, Rastafari, to send him to America, where blacks enjoy more than anywhere else in the world access to knowledge and education. Thus, in 1922, accompanied by Dr. Thomas A. Lambie, a United Presbyterian missionary, on leave from his medical post in Addis Ababa,
by and set sail. This is two colleagues, Bashawared, Aptewald, and Warku Gobeoria. Oh no, Gobina. The three Ethiopians arrived with a letter of introduction to the then President Warren G. Harding of the USA, requesting his assistance in seeing the Ethiopians would receive an adequate placement at a suitable institute of learning. President Harding reciprocated by placing the boys at the Muskingum College in Ohio. So there is a treaty between Ethiopia and the U.S. It's a trade agreement, and Ethiopia, as far as I know, still enjoys the most favored nation status, grandfather nation. As you know, Ethiopia is non-aligned, but is a friendly nation. And so Malku Bayan went to our university and graduated, as I said before, first Ethiopian to have earned an American degree. There he met and married Dorothy Hadley, and an African-American who worked in the registrar office. Malku's life was marked as close identification with African-American community in the USA. The fact that he broke off an engagement to the daughter of Heroi Walda Selassie being a prime example. Malku's Pan-Africanism was more than just an attitude. He fully realized the practical benefits that result from cooperating with Black International Brotherhood. Thus, between 1930 and 1935, when he went home on two official visits, Bayan followed Martin's advice and arranged for several highly skilled African-Americans to be invited to Ethiopia. Bayan accompanied Herbert F. Julian, the Harlem aviator, to Ethiopia. A year later, he arranged for John B. West, a physician from Washington, D.C., to serve in his country as a public health official. In 1932, Bayan was instrumental in obtaining a position in the Ethiopian school system for civil rights. 2 years later, he played a prominent role in the appointment of Chicago's John C. Robinson as an aviation instructor. So you see how active Dr. Bayan was, and we are mustering up the energy, you know, that his example has served to see if we can get in stride with people like that. We can't put our foot in his shoe, but we can at least try, you know what I'm saying? It's a different era now and so on, but yeah, let's try. Edward Kenny Martin, later Ethiopian foreign minister to Britain, who widely promoted the invitation to Africans in America to manifest their skills and education in Ethiopia. So as far back as 1927, while visiting the United States, he solicited American assistance for a dam to be built on Lake Tana and encouraged Black Americans with technical skills to settle in Ethiopia. It is important that Dr. Martin informed Malku Bayan, then a student at Howard, that the greatest service you could render your country would be to influence thousands of Black people in the USA and the West Indies and let them come and help us develop Ethiopia. So that is some of the things that, you know, contributed to Ethiopia even up to today. And we have begun to have settled down in Ethiopia. And, you know,
him up, you lick him, dung him, bong his right back. What a odd man for dead. You pick him up, you lick him, dung him, bong his right back. What a odd man for dead. Them say the cat got a 9 life, but this man got 99 life. Cause them pick him up, them lick him, dung him, bongs right back. What a odd man for dead.
Yeah, man. Let's go. Them claim to them there is man, it's about 3 times. Still can't find nobody. See? So we know all the mystic run, you know? And we give thanks
that he has guided us to this point and will continually guide I and I. So we're going to change the vibes now, because we're not going to turn now to the Ethiopian Christmas. But let me give you some different tastes of music before I even go there.
Longings and give to your Chinese man.
Sometimes in life you have to make a change, you know. A change for the better. A change for a better future.
I mean, man.
You can't do the same thing every day and expect to reach further. You're mad. Why? That's a teasy thing everybody sing. New day, new life, new start, new everything. Can't take the bloodshed no more.
Can't take the murderers no more.
Yes, Christmas is celebrated around the world in various ways, whether it's Christian or not. People use the holiday to, you know, bring about conviviality, visit families, share love, gifts, and so on. It's different in Ethiopia. Ethiopia celebrates Jenna with ceremonies and rites. 43 days before the actual event on the 7th of January in the Western calendar, they all go on a fast, one meal per day without any fatty foods or, you know, flesh and stuff like that. And it is treated very sacred. And tomorrow we will be refreshing our, you know, our celebration or annual celebration at 2102 Utica Avenue. That's way down between Avenue N and M. It will be starting at 7 o'clock and it goes on till morning. And I wanna hail up Virgin and Sistine who put this together. The last celebration there was lovely. I didn't attend, but I'm definitely gonna attend tomorrow. So some of the notable names that you know, are in the Bingi House is known to me, but I don't want to fill up certain ones and then leave out others and so on and so forth. But what we will do is, as time goes on, we will have individuals, particular individuals, as guests on our show. And that way now, you know, they'll be able to represent their work and services to their brothers and sisters over the years. Right? So Tasha does sitting in and telling us new thing, you know, must do a new thing. We can't just be doing the same thing all along. And we're going to give her one more song and then we continue.
Bloom like rose, that in this tower get me about, change my clothes. why keep stepping on them foes. Keep a track right round the clock, that's how it goes. Never gonna stop until them brain blow. Ha, that you know I sat you. Take my dose. What the fuck you take me for? I'll kill you fool. We don't play, I say we never lose. Aim on fire, and that's my rule. All you fucking enemies are my footstool. Oh, life is so lovely, yeah. Oh, why they try to make things ugly? In my way now, hope you overstand. Coming from nowhere, going somewhere, we break the band. With other beautiful girls, we correspond. Roar like a lion, yet I'm humble like a lamb. I've got my aim and all my visions. I'm still the same, a black man, oh goddamn. Money comes and goes still, I've got my hands. I've got my wife, I've got my life, I've got my fans. I've got most I will take me from the sinking sand. Inspirating for you. Keep your soul, keep my gun behaving for you. But I am motherfuckers, I'll be waiting for you. Kalonji, sweet trigger guns operating for you. More life, we be celebrating for you. We've got the ship in the house, I'm navigating for you. The golden chariot, accelerating for you. Blending this guy to die and I selling strength for you, y'all. Sabbath chanting, rebelling for you. Child love, communicating for you.
Yes, I. Because the stepping out show, Raspberry Co. You know? And we stepping out of the pen. Pen that we were penned up in for all these years, you know what I mean? And we're breaking down the barriers now and cut and clear and go through, you know? Yes, the Neo Nation radio station, Black People's Education and Headquarters, you know? We have a different type of approach to educating our people, using music and things like that, you know, cultural arts and thing, and inviting people with talent to call in and thing. Let us know where you are and so on, because we are going to be needing you people to really work with us in the near future, right? So yeah, we're based here in Brooklyn, but we have a strong contingency of people up in Mount Vernon, Queens, you know, Harlem, and so we are looking forward to seeing some of the faces at the celebration of the Jenna tomorrow night at 2102. Utica Avenue. And as per usual, I always give you Jama and Organic Love some promotion. We're going to be visiting them very early, our marketing agent. But I just wanted you to know that their food is really delicious, and they have a lot of alternative medical and health supplements. Wide variety, organic health foods and alternatives, you know. And their address is 406 Utica Avenue, going on the left-hand side up towards the Crown Heights Utica subway station. And their telephone number is 718-771-8478. Yes, I noticed a lot of the older folks are going there and getting what they really need, and they are there on a daily basis. One sit and they can talk with the operators of that business and get good advice as to how to improve their health. So once more time, the address, 406 Utica Avenue, telephone number 718-771-8478. And I want to hail up the staff there. This is Russ Wariku, your stepping out host. And we move now to Organic Love. Organic Love is basically a juice bar, but they complement it with other goodies. You know, they have a catering system where they really cater for the people during the day, and you can see line going out on the sidewalk in the days, not only picking up their juice, but their patties and their food. And yeah, they have a wonderful array of stuff waiting on the public. So, you know, that is located at, 313A Utica Avenue, on the right-hand side going up, 313A Utica Avenue. And their phone number is 718-774-7776. Yes. So we have also EDGE, the nonprofit organization. We want to hear about Clifford Goldstein. And I want to hear about Arnold, who we reunited today after about 2 years. The COVID kept us apart, but we are together again. And we're going to, you know, empower each other and move on with our progress, right? So we will be coming on the air with the Birthday Club and several other projects, you know, partnerships and stuff like that to embetter ourselves. So with that, I'd like to just run some more music. Instead of me talking, I'd prefer to play some music, you know.
Yes, it's true, but if it wasn't there, what would we do? dying reason to live. And if you don't know, that's what love is.
Family will be in their ceremonial dress, white, and other ceremonial dress for procession and service, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christus. And we look forward to Jamaica doing the same. Although we hear about problems at Scott's Pass, one of the main headquarters, but there are other Nyabingi centers like Pitfall, Granville, Montego Bay. So hopefully the issues are resolved and they have a good celebration for the Ethiopian Jenna. And, we want everyone to feel good, you know.
It's birds flying high, you know how I feel.
You know, this is my favorite singer.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
You have to know.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. Feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world. In a bold world for me, yeah, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Last year, you know, in one of my programs.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's fun, it's fun.
This yeah. Is Savage Headlocks. I and I bred shit.
Every time I look in your face, and I see the pretty smile, here I surely know you are a jailhouse child.
Yeah, man. That is Bobby Reds, and you don't know him. He's a good mixer, selector, of a nice clean set, and serve the movement, building the, you know, long time, you know, Bobby Reds and thing. But I want also hear of the building them, you know, NASA, you know, New Providence Island. Yes, Brother Bolte and the whole family, you know. Yeah, long time in Fredericks, but many years ago, and thing, and we don't get to return, but look out for it, 2022. And then now, Panama. I go mention Panama a couple of times, and everybody have me now say Panama, I come from, but to them, don't know the history of Panama. The Panama support the struggle more than anywhere else, you know. Any man them work at Panama, build the canal, you know, out of them salary, then take out gold and silver and contribute to the struggle, you know. Harlemites do that too. Costa Rica people, Jamaica people. I've seen, but I'm making you know, even Dr. Ben Buchanan, yeah, remind I and I of that. At in the 50s, then man, I want to keep and them not have enough money and things. Right in the Harlem, them come and gather up some funds and move on. See? Yeah, man, this struggle don't go unattended by everyone. Some people feel like there's nothing to look forward to, but that is not true. You know, we bow our heads and pray to the Most High and ask Him for sustenance and direction, and we get that. So, you know, don't be surprised if we're not on the radar, because when you're up on the radar, they strike you down, you know. So we learn all them things there and get with all them things. We don't want a popularity, we just want action, right?
Hey,
Bobby Reds a starting show when I seal up our show, you know. But this way go. We have 5 minutes to go. I'm going to really make the 5 minutes serve us well. See, the African Renaissance Festival, important event for this year. It seeks to celebrate the culture, arts, history, struggles, achievements, resilience, and interwoven diversity of the people of African descent in the diaspora.
and Africans at home while fostering dialogue, engagement, and business development opportunities, including bridging the communication gap between the people of African descent in the diaspora and Africans on the continent. You see, that is so important. More significantly, the event also seeks to promote peace, reconciliation, and trade between Africans on the motherland and people of African descent in the diaspora. There are certain parts of Africa where you can't carry money out of Africa. You know, you have to have certain type of business account and all that type of thing. You know, then the government don't allow you to just walk out of Africa and carry the resources there, you know? You have to think about those things too. Anyway, the event is scheduled for May the 25th. We know that there are possibilities of changes. We're not looking forward to a change, but we're just making one know that the venue is in Accra, the capital of the Republic of Ghana, at the sports stadium, University of Ghana, Legon campus in Accra, and Kumasi, the Asante region, Republic of Ghana, West Africa, under the theme Look to Mother Africa. The event will include an opening and a closing gala. Other key features of the event comprise, but are not limited to, a thematic discussion highlighting the arts, culture, struggles, achievements, and diversity of the people of African descent in the diaspora. A thematic discussion highlighting youth education, youth employment, youth development, employment, youth development, and the role of youth in the development of Africa in the 21st century, which is now in the 22nd, right? A thematic discussion highlighting women's development, women education, women employment, and the role of women in the development of Africa in this coming future. A live music performance featuring international, intercultural, interracial, and socially conscious artists and various genres of music based on African roots and culture. Live music performance will promote the message of tolerance, reconciliation, and environmental protection awareness, human rights, reducing corruption, democracy, food, security, preventive health, alternatives, equal opportunity, youth volunteerism, and employment. Business Expo is a platform for entrepreneurs and the motherland and people of African descent in that to mingle, exhibit products, services, and trade. The event will also feature a three-day tour of the key attractions and historic sites in the Republic of Ghana, including the Cape Coast and El Mina Castle in Cape Coast, Ghana. So these are big things you have to look forward to. And the Stepping Out Show, we're going to step out now and step out in good. In good grace with our listeners, right? So let us move to our original Rally Round Sassimani album and come out with this studio. Yeah. So right now, here we go. Here we go. Come on. Rally Round Sassimani, man. New Jerusalem, man. Yeah, man. A real thing, man.
You Yes, sir.